This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 136, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 136. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. So my best friend this weekend is the 11 horsepower 30 inch Sears snowblower that I bought in 2003 after we had a 30 inch snowfall. At that time, my neighbor used his snowblower to get us out. I never could have shoveled that much snow. It was just too much. And here we are in 2010 with another record-breaking snow. Baltimore and Washington especially were hard hit. It perhaps is the biggest snow in Maryland history. The snow started on Friday about 10 a.m. and lasted till Saturday afternoon. About 30 hours of snow, that's quite a bit. Here at Roots Rock Radio headquarters, we have plenty of food and water, gas, a generator, and firewood. We have both wood-burning stoves blazing, pumping out the heat. Some people in this area are without electricity, but so far, Roots Rock Radio headquarters is fine. I've been outside a few times to do some basic snow blowing and shoveling, but most of the work will be after it all stops, which will be on Sunday. So we just celebrated the anniversary of the day the music died. In 1959, 22-year-old Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, aged 17, died in a crash shortly after takeoff from Clear Lake, Iowa. The pilot was also killed. This is from Wikipedia. Events leading to the crash. The Winter Dance Party was a tour that was set to cover 24 Midwestern cities in 3 weeks. A logistical problem with the tour was the amount of travel, as the distance between venues was not a priority when scheduling each performance. Adding to the disarray, the tour bus used to carry the musicians was ill-prepared for the weather. Its heating system broke shortly after the tour began. Holly's drummer, Carl Bunch, developed a severe case of frostbitten feet while on the bus and was taken to a local hospital. As he recovered, Buddy Holly and Richie Valens took turns with the drums. The Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, was never intended to be a stop on the tour, but promoters, hoping to fill an open date, called the manager of the Surf Ballroom and offered him the show. He accepted the date and the show was set for February the 2nd. By the time Buddy Holly arrived at the ballroom that evening, he was frustrated with the tour bus and told his bandmates that once the show was over, they should try to charter a plane to get to the next stop on the tour. Holly was also upset that he had run out of clean undershirts, socks, and underwear. He needed to do some laundry before the next performance, and the local laundromat in Clear Lake was closed that day. A fee of $36 per passenger was charged for the single-engined 1947 Beechcraft Bonanza. The Bonanza could seat three in addition to the pilot. The Big Bopper had developed a case of the flu during the tour and asked one of Holly's bandmates, Waylon Jennings, for his seat on the plane. Jennings agreed to give up the seat. When Holly learned that Jennings wasn't going to fly, he said, quote, "Well, I hope your old bus freezes up." Jennings responded, "Well, I hope your old plane crashes." This exchange of words, though made in jest at the time, haunted Jennings for the rest of his life. Richie Valens had never flown in a small plane before and asked Holly's remaining bandmate on the plane, Tommy Alsop, for his seat. Tommy said, "I'll flip ya," for the remaining seat. The coin toss took place shortly before takeoff. The passengers arrived and boarded the plane about 12:40 a.m., and the plane took off around 12:55. Just after 1 a.m. Central Time, the observer from the tower in Clear Lake noticed the rear taillights, still clearly visible, descend out of line of sight. Multiple attempts to raise the aircraft on radio followed, but were unsuccessful. Around 9:15 the following morning, another small plane took off to fly the intended route. A short time later, they spotted the wreckage in a cornfield about 5 miles northwest of the airport. Investigators concluded that the crash was due to a combination of poor weather conditions and pilot error. The pilot was not yet rated for flight into weather that could have required operations of the aircraft solely by reference to his instruments. The investigators also found that the pilot was not giving adequate warnings about the weather conditions of his route, which, given his known limitations, might have caused him to postpone the flight. The day the music died. First up, Candy Graham from Mongo. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Nothing mattered. And maybe I was born to lose. So many bones have been shattered. But if you're wondering, my friend, how does this story end? Are you the villain or the hero? Offices never made me happy. I just got fatter. But if you're wondering, my friend, how does this story end? Are you the victim or the hero? What are we? I don't know. Would have been different if I'd done everything that I'd been told. But life's a party, pretty baby. It's better when you're young than when you're old. But if you're questioning the end, I'll take my chances, my friend, as the evidence will surely show. What are we? I don't know. What are we? I don't know. What are we? I don't know.
Yeah. competition beauty queen. She blitz them all, she's only 17. She got style like a tease, got class. She'll take you home, she'll kick your ass. She'll give you what you wanted, get down on your knees.
We just heard Megaphone. They're from Orlando, Florida. Their founding member, Matt Bloodwell, was a former drummer for punk rock band Precious. Bloodwell has also been writing songs for years. In October 2003, Matt left Precious to put together a band around the music he had been writing. We heard their tune, Gravitate. On the web, myspace.com, Megaphone. That is courtesy of Aerial Publicity. Before that, we heard Fire Underground from Melbourne, Australia. We heard their tune, Beauty Queen. On the web, myspace.com, Fire Underground. That was courtesy of musicalley.com. Before that, we heard Calliope. We heard her tune, Around the World. She's from Greece. Also courtesy of Aerial Publicity. On the web, calliope.eu.com. And opening the set, we heard Candy Graham from Mongo. We heard their tune, What Are We? On the web, candygrahamformongo.com. Also from Aerial Publicity. Some dates in history. In 1487, bell chimes were invented. In 1931, Charlie Chaplin's City Lights premiered at Los Angeles Theater. 1933, The Lone Ranger begins a 21-year run on ABC Radio. And in 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of this size record made jukeboxes possible. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 1956, Elvis Presley started recording what would be his first album at RCA's New York studios. Songs recorded included his version of the Carl Perkins song, Blue Suede Shoes. 1973, after changing their name from Wicked Lester, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss made their first appearance as Kiss at the Popcorn Club in Queens, New York. In 1966, the Rolling Stones released 19th Nervous Breakdown, great song. It peaked at number 2 in the UK singles charts. And in 1963, 17-year-old Neil Young performed his first professional date at a country club in Winnipeg, Canada. Next up, Endlaus. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. We'll be right back.
the floor. In the morning, I won't worry about going back to the grind. Cause today my job left me behind. Oh, but that's alright. Cause life was getting pretty dull. My baby said it didn't suit me. I guess it's just as well. Let's go to Vegas and let it ride. Come on, girl, let's go to Vegas and let it ride. We'll put the house on the market and hit the road the next day. Took the boat across the harbor to the USA. We were making good time, I heard my baby say. You know those roadside motels really do it for me. I said, that's alright, baby, you make life swell. She said, who needs the Trump Towers, boy? I guess it's just as well. Let's go to Vegas. Let it ride. Come on, girl, let's go to Vegas. Let it ride. Colored lights and a big pyramid. Should have got out of Dodge maybe a little sooner than we did. Man, I feel like we just stepped into CSI. I don't think she heard me. She's looking around going, my oh my. I said, baby, you make life swell. Oh, she said, look at them towers, big boy. I guess it's just as well. Let's go to Vegas. Let it ride. Come on, baby, let's go to Vegas. Let it ride. Chance on that thing.
She will be as healthy as can be. And I can hold her so very tight, and I can hold her every night. And now I know her name, it's never gonna be the same. Now I know her name, I know her name.
We just heard Kelly Harper. We heard her tune, Powerless, on the web, kellyharperrock.com. She's also on MySpace, Kelly M. Harper. Before that, we heard The Salesman. We heard their tune, and now I know her name. On the web, thesalesmanonline.com. Before that, we heard The Fabulous Hats. We heard their tune, Let's Go to Vegas. On the web, myspace.com. Their website is on myspace.com. They're from Nova Scotia, Canada. And opening this last set, we heard Endlaus. We heard their tune, Bad Advice. They come to us courtesy of mevo.com. So the last show, I mentioned an event at the National Archives in Washington when Nixon met Elvis. Well, that video from that show is on YouTube. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. Go to youtube.com/US National Archives, all one word. And there you'll find When Nixon Met Elvis. Very interesting. Here's some dates about the Beatles in rock and roll history. In 67, the Beatles spent a second day at Knoll Park, England, to complete filming for the Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video. The film was shot in color for the benefit of the U.S. market, since U.K. television was still broadcasting only in black and white. Taking time out from filming, John Lennon bought an 1843 poster from an antique shop in Surrey, which provided him with most of the lyrics for the Beatles song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In 1969, the Beatles played their lunchtime rooftop gig on top of the Apple Building in London. Lasting for just over 40 minutes, it was the last time the Beatles performed live. And in 67, in Abbey Road Studios in London, the Beatles started work on a new song, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It wasn't until the Beatles had recorded that song that Paul McCartney had the idea to make the song the thematic pivot for their forthcoming album. In 68, the Beatles started working on their new single, Lady Madonna, at Abbey Road Studio in London. In 67, the Beatles filmed part of the promo clip for Penny Lane around the Royal Theatre, Stratford, London, and walking up and down Angel Lane. And in 1958, George Harrison joined Liverpool group The Quarrymen, the group who were named after Lennon's school feature, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Len Gary, Eric Griffins, and John Lowe. Next up, Pat Cusick. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Get worse. baby in the National Enquirer today. I've been reading about my baby in the National Enquirer today. They just gotta write about that woman. She's got such a low-down, dirty way. Now she treats me mean. She can't act right. She takes my money, doesn't come home all night. I said that's a low-down, baby. Such a low-down way you do. She had the nerve to tell me that this whole round world wasn't big enough for us two.
Cause you pain someone else.
Mr. Pete Anderson, we heard his tune Stop Me on the web, PeteAnderson.com. From his latest CD, Even Things Up, Pete is now focusing his attention on his roots. The Detroit-born musician is re-entering the blues world. Pete is a multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning producer, arranger, songwriter, guitarist, formerly for Dwight Yoakam, legendary band leader. Anderson's new solo album features all original material. Before that, we heard the Hollywood Blue Flames. We heard their tune, My National Enquirer Baby, on the web, deltagrooveproductions.com. Before that, we heard Kaiser Cartel. We heard their tune, Oh No, on the web, kaisercartel.com. And opening the set from Central Pennsylvania, we heard Pat Cusick. We heard his tune, Definitely Maybe, on the web, patcusick.com, also at cdbaby.com, Cusick. So there you have it, another Roots Rock radio show produced during the blizzard of 2010. Whatever you do, please keep warm. I'll be snow plowing all day tomorrow. I have a primary drive and a secondary drive that both have between 24 and 30 inches of snow piled on. When the snow's that deep, the snowblower does not travel that fast. If you have any comments, you can email them to richard@rrradio.com. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.